With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it will remove Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves in all lower 48 states. Many ranchers are celebrating the move, but wildlife biologist Eric Molvar disagrees. He says in many parts of the western United States, wolves essentially are absent, and the animal has just started to reestablish itself in many limited areas.
But across most of the United States, wolves are incredibly rare. So taking them off the endangered species list before they've been fully recovered is, from a scientific standpoint, ludicrous.
The Trump administration doesn't agree with that, though, and decided the species is fully recovered and no longer needs protections. And groups representing farmers and ranchers have praised that move. Molvar said, though, the livestock industry has been working to delist wolves for years because native predators threaten their profitability on public lands, especially in western states.
On western public lands, the livestock industry needs to learn to coexist with wolves and every other native species that the public has an interest in having out on our public lands.
Meanwhile, Molvar has added that the absence of wolves across much of the western United States is in part responsible for ecological imbalances and the spread of chronic wasting disease. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.